So I record a lot of audio. A lot of them I don't upload. Not most of them, but a lot of them I don't upload. And there's different reasons why. Interruptions and just getting off topic too much, maybe. But one of the things I was going to talk about, I don't know if I'll upload that video because it had some Uber interruptions, is how you can unfold the biblical truths right in front of you. You look at a tree or a plant, and the seed goes in the ground and it dies and it gives new life, you know, death, resurrection. You look at night and day. The night chases the day. The flesh persecutes the spirit, right? You can look at how a telephone pole's upright, righteous, stable, or a tree is stable. Tree, true, faithful, faith. So to be stable, you have to walk by full of, you have to be full of faith. I could go on and on and on. You could look at houses, you could look at series, you could look at sequences. Every word points to a biblical truth of creation, the creation by the Creator. Reflections in the mirror, reflections of sound, reflect upon. A pond, reflecting pond. When you reflect upon something, it's like being in a sitting in a reflecting pond. It reflects, right? Pond, that's why it's called pond, ponder. When you ponder something, it's like sitting in a pond, reflecting upon something, and you can look at the pond and see the reflection of this, what's happening on the other side. And I could go on and on, a thousand examples where you can look at the creation and see the Creator. You can look at the object lessons and see the Creator. You can look at the surroundings and see that it's all biblically based. You can even come to the conclusion where Jesus said, "I am that I am." That He is the great I am. That's why when you say, "I am going to the store, I am going to eat to the restaurant, I am going to sleep," or whatever you are going to do, is because I am holds you to everything together. The great I am holds it all together. Now, I got distracted on that. Exhaustive to do that item by item. Air conditioning, the cycles, the red versus blue, the black, white, and red. It's so exhaustive that most people, the only way I could get this, you know, I spent 10 years of my life studying this stuff every day, meditating on it. The only way probably I would ever be able to get this information out is somebody to ride with me every day on the way to work, after work, and just record stuff that I say, because it's so obvious to me now. Now, everything that I look at, whether it's a symbol, shape, color, name, letter, everything points back to the same truth. You know, how do you describe something in the past? You describe it now. How do you describe something in the future? You describe it now. So if you describe the past with a now and the future with a now, then everything is the now. These are simple, logical things, but because of the distractions, people just don't hear it. Everybody's so focused on going and doing and getting this and going here that it's like somebody made a comment today. Today or yesterday, sometime recently, and she said, our generation, the generation before us, they were so caught up with the mind control, the movies, the music, the media, the new technology, the prospering. I'm not quoting it exact, but the generation before, they were so distracted with movies and all this stuff, just like this generation is distracted with the phones and stuff, the selfies and all, and the social media. But our generation was so distracted with the prosperity and all the stuff that they were doing, the fake moon landing, and they were so distracted with, there was always something to distract them, you know, and I'm sure it's happening now. I just don't see it because I don't care. And we were the offspring of that idolatry, but because of that, we sought the truth, you know. We thought something's growing up, watching these people running around not happy but had everything they needed, and you say, well, what's really going on? You saw that these people were not happy, but they were running around like a chicken with their head cut off, and so you would say, well, they had everything they needed but they weren't happy. So you have to say, well, wait a minute, what's going on? So you try to find God, and when you find God, then you get your mind opened up by the Spirit, you know. And you know, I was thinking about this today too. I was listening to some guru talk about something, and he said, "How can the ego destroy its own ego, or how can the self improve itself?" You know, and it's impossible. But if you have the Holy Spirit, he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the Holy Spirit is outside of this system, which means you are outside of this system. Your body's in the system, but your mind and your spirit's outside. Your heart, mind, body, spirit. Your body's of this system, but your mind, heart, spirit is outside the system. So the guru didn't understand it. He says, you can't. He said something to the effect that the ego can't fix the ego, or the self can't fix the self, which is true in the energy of the flesh. But the fact that you got the Holy Spirit, you can renew your mind and you can be renewed, but it's not you doing it, it's Christ in you. And so Christ in you, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, you're able to do self analysis, self-judgment. You're able to look at yourself in the mirror, and you're able to listen to your own words and listen to your own thoughts and say, okay, this is stinking thinking compared to the word. It's not loving, it's hateful, it's not forgiving, it's not. You can actually look at your own self from the outside in. Now, how are you able to do that? Because the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're not able to be self I was trying to think of that mechanical word. You know how an engine can't start itself, you know, but you can start, you can reboot. You can't reboot yourself, but a computer, I guess, can reboot itself. But let's see, I'm trying to think of a way to explain this. If you didn't have the Holy Spirit, the self can only get worse, right? It can't improve itself. The self can't improve itself, but you as a born again can improve yourself, because it's, you look at the word, you look at the consequences, you look at the feedback loop happening all around you, you use the word, you use your daily feedback, you use the routine, you use the cycles, you listen to other people talk, communication with other people, listen to podcasts, whatever you listen to. You can see your own heart from the outside in if you're not lined up. It's not possible unless you have the Holy Spirit. And when you try to rebuke some of these people who are not introspective, who are not really saved, but think they are, they cannot admit, and they actually go crazy. If you've ever been married to one, or dated somebody, or relationship somebody, and they're just not able to be introspective, you know what I'm talking about. And that's one of the comments she made. She said she hasn't really known any healthy relationships, and she's okay with that, because she knows in heaven she'll be with the saints and see them, and it'll be healthy, you know. And I agree with that. There's very few, whether it's a church, a job, a marriage, there's very few healthy relationships, because everybody's stuck in the flesh mind. And the flesh mind is the old Adamic nature. The spirit mind is the new Adam, Christ in you. And so the flesh mind versus the spirit mind is typified everywhere in front of you. It's even typified in math and calculus and all. I've talked about it a long time ago. But all the biblical truths are typified in math, psychology, science. Everything is pointing to the same truth. It's the flesh, the energy of the flesh versus the power of the spirit, which is Christ in you doing it. So you can be introspective and turn things over in your mind and become a better person with his word, by his spirit, line upon line, comparing truth with truth. And you can see this, you can see through this thing. It's obvious. You can see through not only what's going on outside, but inside. You can see through the inside, the outside. You can see, you know, you might have a blind spot. Everybody's got some blind spots, but the Holy Spirit won't let them be there forever, you know. The sanctification process is actually why we're here, and the whole cycle of birthing is birth you to your new state. Every cycle that you face off with is to cleanse you, to birth you. You know, washing machine cycles to cleanse the clothes. The woman cycles to birth in a baby. A cycle's to move you to a destination, right? Your wheels, your tires cycle. So you're moving towards a destination through the cycles of time. You're being cleansed and sanctified, and you're moving to a new state of being. With each daily cycle, monthly cycle, yearly cycle, you're changing. So let's say there is a marriage where there's bad marriage. Trust me, there's going to be a cycle where each person is going to have to change, and they're going to have to face off with themselves. A lot of times marriage is just two little children facing off, fighting each other, not realizing they're just looking at a different version of themselves, because every person is per the Son. They just took a different path, and the two become one as a type of Christ and church. And each person has a role. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to the husband. They have different roles. That's all. But if you take on the societal norms and the societal beliefs, you're going to be messed up in the inside, because you're going by what the outside is saying. The cult or the culture is telling you lies, and you have to go back to the word, because the word is the same today, yesterday, forever. The truth is the same today, yesterday, forever. Jesus, God, same today, yesterday, forever. Jesus holds it all together. And so he's not going to lie to you. He's the one holding it all together. So his word and everything he said lines up. Apostle Paul's not your enemy. Apostle Paul's telling you the truth to help you. A lot of women in church hate the Apostle Paul. But he's telling you the truth to help you, because your culture has lied to you. The men as well. The culture has lied to the men, to the women, to everybody. And so the brainwashing, I agree with everything that was said 100,000%, that the brainwashing just keeps going. And it's mainly a legalistic brainwashing. Most people will never understand walking in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit is keeping short accounts. If you are married to somebody who understands walking in the Spirit and they mess up, that's not who they are. Okay, they messed up. Well, his mercies are new every day. So keeping short accounts with yourself, between you and God, and with your neighbor, a spouse or whatever, keeping short accounts. Some people will not be introspective and change. That's why you need boundaries. You got to have that bubble. Those boundaries keep you from getting... So when you're dealing with these flesh creatures, the boundaries are to keep you from falling into the flesh mind. And even if you did, though, it's not really who you are. And sometimes there has to be a tit for tat. If somebody's crossing boundaries, you got to put the fear of God in them. Worst case scenario, you have to call the police, you know. If somebody breaks in your house, worst case scenario, you have to shoot them. If they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy, you might have to shoot them. Best thing to do, if you're walking down the street and somebody wants your shoes, let them have your shoes. They might need it more than you, you know. And so the whole game is to not set your affections down here and not be tied to anything down here and not have any connections down here that you can't let go of. Some things you need to survive down here in this hot and cold place. Hunger. But everything's really given freely, you know. Everything's pretty much given freely. Long story short, I try to summarize stuff nowadays instead of going into detail. Because if you go into detail, people have heard it before. They know what you're saying. Some people who haven't heard it, they don't really want to hear the details. They want to just see the over. You want to get to the point. You want to get to the end of the matter as fast as possible because the attention span of people is really short nowadays. And I know what I'm talking about because I work around people. Go to the grocery store, I do the ride share, I talk to a lot of people, I have a lot of conversations, and most people can't hold a thought more than 10 seconds, maybe six. I'm trying to think how long people can hold a thought. 6 or 7 seconds. They can't hold a thought more than 6 or 7 seconds. And sometimes you need to hold a thought for 30 seconds, an hour, a day. You have to hold on to one thought, and this is why you need to write that stuff down. You need to hold on to one thought it might be a week. And then you compare what other thoughts, and you take the holographic view, and you say, oh, that thought is tied to that thought. I'll give you an example. The word thought, THOUGHT. So TH and HT are pretty much the same, right? OUG is one up guy. So if you use your thoughts and you think, TH is the ethereal plane, H is eternity, T is the cross, ether, the ether of this whole reality. It's a story about the cross. The projection of the cross is happening all the time, everywhere, all the time. And so the ether of the spirit is the story of the cross. What happened at the cross is being played out everywhere, all the time, in your mind, in your body, outside, jobs, TV shows, movies. This is why when you see one movie, you've seen them all. Once you've heard the truth to it back to source, you've seen it all and it just repeats. And so it becomes a worship service. But one up guy is THOUGHT. It's in the middle of the TH and the HT. In the word thought. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And the word thought goes back to think. THINK. TH is the ethereal realm of the spirit. INK is ink. Ink it out. Contemplate. So when you're inking it out and contemplating, CON is together, template. You're contemplating a template. You're together templating. You brood over something, you birthing it. The chicken or rooster, whatever it is, or not rooster, but whatever it is brooding over the eggs. You're birthing these thoughts into reality. Reflect upon it. If you're in a mindset of reflection, it's going to reflect back. Think, brood, thought, one up guy, ink it out, template it out, meditate, edit, M-E-D-I-T, edit, you're editing. What are you editing when you meditate? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Mind is spirit. The mind is outside of the natural. And anything that's outside the natural, what is the natural? It represents what? The spirit represents the seed. The natural represents the female. And so the seed in the womb has a birthing. So what you meditate on, what you seed, is going to reflect out in front of you. It's a birthing process. It's an editing process. It's a templating process. This is why you can be one-up guy with, if you cut off the noise, and cut off the peripheral, cut off the foolishness, and just set your focus and go for it, whatever it is you want to do. I'm trying to think of another word about thinking that is obvious. Brood, think, thought, contemplate, meditate, brood upon, reflect upon. There's some more, and it's obvious. The word reveals what it is. I could put this on pause and see if I could find one. Yeah, imagine. Imagine is image birth, and it goes back to intend. Intend, you're tending upon something, so your intention will appear if you keep tending upon it. What else was it? It said desire. God would give you the desires of your heart if you're saved. And you're actually getting it. But people are reflecting what's in their heart all the time, really. That's why somebody who's bitter, they're always been bitter and mad at the world. And that's what they get back, you know. Let me see if there was another word in there. Yeah, consider and remember. Consider is together, side. C-O-N, side. Remember, you're remembering in. You're remembering. You member back into source, right? If you're tied to source, you're in synchronicity with everything, right? He will give you the desires of your heart. If any two or three agree in one thing, it will happen, you know. My goal is to get out of debt completely. So if anybody wants to agree with me on that, I appreciate it. When two or three are gathered together, anything that they desire is going to happen. You and Jesus tied together, that's two, right? Holy Spirit. You have to have faith, people. The whole purpose of this whole show, the devil's show, is to get you distracted with something on the outside, the cares of this life. Instead of walking by faith, they want you to walk by sight. That's the whole purpose of this thing.